Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah is Siman Tuf Samech Ches, and we are up to Sif Dalet. Haholech Makom Sheosen LeMakom Sheinosen. If you are going from a makom, this is famous sugyas in Maseches Pesachim. Makom Shenagu. Haholech Makom Sheosen LeMakom Sheinosen. A person goes from a makom that does work on Erev Pesach before Chatzos to a makom where they don't work. Sheinosen Lo Yase. A person should not go ahead and do work be yishuv in the place where he is, in the settlement area where he city that he went to, mnei hamachlokas, due to machlokas. Aval osa huba midbar. But he can go outside the yishuv, outside the residential area, into the midbar, and that will not be a problem. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Lo yasa umayri kishe daito lachzor lemkomo. We're talking about where he is returning afterwards to his makom. The ain daito lachzor, because if he's not, he doesn't have das to go ahead and be chozer and to come back to his town, then afilu b'midbar aser, then even in the midbar, then even outside of the residential area, even out into the wilderness of the city, he would have to go ahead and, like city country, he would have to go ahead and keep that minhag, because he's now a resident of the area that has the minhag not to go ahead and work. The yishuv shel Yisrael. We're talking about a yishuv, a Jewish community. Once you come into the tchum, which is within, as we know, 2,000 amos of that particular city and place, mikri baba yishuv. He's considered as if he actually came into the area in which the people live of that city, and he will have to now go ahead, they have machlokes, they have to go ahead and not engage in malacha. And sifkatan yudzayin, they have machlokes, vafilu pitzina. And this is true even if he is in his own home, he can't go ahead and do malacha. The malacha yifshalasos kokach pitzina shal yizvada. Because the nature of malacha is that it's objectively a non-tzina activity. It's objectively a farhesia, public activity, even when you do it in the privacy of your home. So therefore, you will not be able to do the malacha, whatever the malacha, the minhag is not to do, as we discussed yesterday. Let's move weiter. Sifkatan yud ches, but you can go ahead and you can do malacha in the midbar, even if the city, and even if the town, and even if the area that you have gone into, the residential area that you have gone into, it, right, once you came into the tchum, even if you go out into the midbar, you will not have to go ahead and follow that city, because you're not really a resident. You're just not doing malacha when you're in the city or in the tchum because of machlokes. Bamidbar, the Torah lomar, the stei ha'ir, it means the fields of the city, chutz l'tchum, outside the tchum of the city, she'ein anshe ha'yishuv mitzuyin sham, because the people of the yishuv are not found over there. Since the das, kevan shedaito lachzor lamakom harishon shemakilim sham, since ultimately he's going to be coming back to his own shtat, his own place where they're makel and they do work, once he goes out of the tchum into the fields, he would be able to do work there. Continuing on in the Shulchan Arfa, holech lamakom she'ein osim lamakom she'osin lo yaseh. But if a person is going to a makom that does do work, but he's coming from a makom that doesn't do work, then we don't say he behaves like the people that he is going to. We don't say he behaves like the city that he is in and does work, since he is in essence, a resident of the city that he came from, who doesn't work, so he's not allowed to go ahead and do work. The nice thing of Allah, chumrei makom sheyata misham v'chumrei makom shehalasham. The basic principle is he has to keep the chumras of the makom, of the place that he left, because he's a resident of that place, and he has to keep the chumras of the makom that he is in as well. As we said, mipnei ha-machlokes. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this sif katon yud tes lo yase zemayri gam kein bedaita lafzor lemkomo. This is also talking where he plans on returning. The alkein lo nifka mimenu chumrei makom miyatsa misham. That's why he has to go ahead and still keep the chumras. However, if his plan is to stay in the new place that he came to, then ain't sarach lahachmir k'minag makom moshiyatz mishan. Doesn't have to hold like the minag makom where he's from, because it's all based on minag makom. Yachal lisnaig kikule hamakom sheyoshay b'neim ashav, and if you will be able to now follow the minhagim of the place that he is now in, that he is now living in, and because he's now a new resident of the area that he moved to. We'll see this explicitly in the Mechaber and Tavkuf Ayin Dalid. Let's move weiter. Siv Katan Chaf, and he keeps the Chumrei Makom Shehalach Lasham. He keeps the Chumras not only of the place where he lives, but also the place where he is currently at, where he's visiting. The Afal Pisha Daikal Lazar, even though he's planning on returning. That's what we said. They have machlokes, because of machlokes, he has to keep the chumras of the makom shehalach l'sham k'dem la'el b'reish hasif. It can say in the beginning of the sif. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues on. Yafal pikein lo yisra'a b'fneim shehu batel b'nei yisr. So now he's saying, and even so, he should not go ahead and make it clear that he is not working because there's yisr. Because lo'olam al yishana adam b'nei machlokes. Because basically the concept is that a person should not be doing things differently based on a machlokes. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, what does he mean? Sifkat and Chaf Aleph. He says, Koya hechi dinois nalav chumrei hamakom sheyatza mishav. So this is going on the scenario where he's putting upon himself the chumrei hamakom where he is from. And that means he's not working. But even so, lo yisra'a, it can't be clear that he's not working because as long as he doesn't go ahead and make it clear that he's not working because of Isser, there won't be machlokes. Because people will say, oh, you know what? He's just not working because he doesn't have any work. So that's fine. It's not clear, just the fact that you're not working because it's a chumrah. It could be that you don't have work. So therefore, there won't be any machlokes. Then we continue on. V'chein mi shedaito lachzor l'mkomo. So Mishnah Berurah here points out that this is halashon maguma ma'od. He says, here it's not so clear what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. And he points out, the ha'kol ha'sif ka'i b'daito lachzor l'mkomo. Because the whole sif is talking about where his mindset is to come back to his place where he lives. U'kemo shekasabnu, like we said. He says it's been abbreviated. He says, and take out the word we're missing the word kol here, which is a important word. It means to say that not only when we talk about a situation where a person is going from a makom she'osim malacha, from a place where he is doing malacha, the makom she'ein osim, to a makom where he's not working, to hu adin b'chol minag she'b'makom ze noagin gain. The principle is, with any minag that is in a certain place, we go ahead and we hold this way, b'makom acher, and in another place, we don't hold this way, because there are no egg, but ofen acher, a different way. And now, let's see how he says, v'chein kol mi she'daik elasa makomo, any scenario where a person is returning to his makom, what he has to do is noe ka'anshe makome bein lahakel bein la'achmir. He has to hold like the place that he is from, since he's returning. B'hu shelo yisra'a mibnei anshe hamakom shehubo, but he can't go ahead and flaunt it mibnei amachlokes. He can't flaunt that he's being machmir due to the place that he's coming from based on a machlokes. And he says here, Mr. Baruch Chav Gimel, Hushalei Yisrael, Kol El Bezeh Shnei Gavnei. He says this really includes two scenarios, both scenarios. Number one, Heichid B'Minag Makomo L'Hakel. This includes even a scenario where his place is Mekel, right? Who Mekel and he's going to be Mekel. That's going to create Machlokas. Sarach Lizayir Al Kol Panim Shalei Yisrael B'Fnei Anshei Makom Dar Bezeh. He has to be careful not to do it in front of those people. That's what we saw in the beginning of the Sif, that you can't do it in the city within the Tchum, and you have to go out to the Midbar. Now, the difference is that when you're talking about by Malacha, he has to go out to the Midbar. But here, when we're talking about other types of activities, So lav dafka, he has to go out to the midbar. Why? The shiny malacha. Because as we said, malacha is different. When you're dealing with something like malacha, which is objectively a farhesi activity, so there we say he has to mamash go out of the city, he has to go into the midbar. Other minhagim, people won't necessarily know this when you're doing it in private. That's like, for example, people who wear tefillin in America, right? And they come to Eretz Yisrael on Chol HaMoed. Right? People wear tefillin in America, and they come to Eretz Yisrael, and they're here for Chol HaMoed. And in America, they wear the tefillin. So you go, and you can put tefillin on in your home. Why? Or in your hotel. Why? Because you're from Chutz Laretz. You wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So it's not malacha. So as long as you're in your room, people won't see it. It won't be any machlokas. And that's unlike malacha, where you mamash have to go out of the city into the fields, the outside the tchum, the alkein. Lo hichmir alav rak shalodi srabimnei. And that's why there's no chumra except for a situation where you're going to be seen. And if you're not going to be seen, you could go ahead and do your activity and be, let's say, be makel and put on tefillin, even though the city, let's say, is being machmir not to put on the tefillin. This means to say he should not go ahead and do it out in public. Then hechi deminag mekom lahachmir, and also this applies to the other way around, where his place is machmir and he's being machmir. So rechazar gamkein shelo yisrael b'fneim shu machmir. So to here you can't go ahead and show that you are being machmir. Like we said before, with respect to melacha. Again, I guess you could view putting on tefillin as a chumrah. Oh, it depends on how you look at putting on tefillin. I was looking at tefillin as being makel. You're not wearing tefillin. But like, let's say you viewed it as a chumrah. Oh, being machmir wearing tefillin. So once again, you have to do it in private. He says, however, in a situation where he will not be able to feel, it's impossible, he's not going to feel that he is changing from their minhagim, Yeshlo linhog lekula kamosam afilu b'shadayto lachzor lemakom shemachmirim b'mnei amachlokas. If he basically senses that they're going to sense that he is changing the minhag and doing differently than their place, then he should go ahead and actually even be mekil k'shadayto lachzor b'mnei amachlokas. He says, obviously, we're talking about where it's purely a minug, that they are makel and you're machmir. But obviously, if it's a halachic issue, that you're rabbanim and whatever it is, paskin, this is the halacha, then obviously you can't be makel. Anything that's usher based on din, afilu isa de rabbanon, even an isa de rabbanon, chas v'chalvida, you can't be. You can't go ahead and be over lavor nechshash eva machlokas. You can't be concerned about any type of machlokas if this is the halacha. Umuto lisbol alatzmo ketatos below lavor al divrei yisayfim, and you should be able to handle anyone who's going to fight with you. Chas v'shalom, you should not go ahead and be over any derabbanon if basically you know that this is mamash aser midina. If you're over on the Rabbanans, then you're Chayav Misu Deshamayim. It's a serious business. You can't just say, oh, it's a Rabbanan and I'm going to be Makel because of Machlokas. If it's Mamash Asami the Rabbanan, then you can't be Makel with Neha Machlokas. If Katan Chavdal with Neha Machlokas, Kosova Posum. Poskim write the Minag Anshe Makom Lahokel. If the Minag of the place is to be Makel, the Asu Kim Minag O Bitsina, and he holds like that place Bitsina. Because his minagamakom is to be makel, and he's makel privately. He's not machmir like them, but he's makel privately. Umetzavo anshei hamakom shehu bo achshav, and the people find him. Let's say they open up the door and they say, oh, you see that you're being makel and we're being machmir. Tzarech lahafsik minhago shel yakiru bo. He has to stop immediately so they don't go ahead and what. Recognize and see that he's doing it. However, if it's a Tamil Chacham, he doesn't have to be mafsik because he tried to do a pitzina. Tamil Chacham, I guess, will understand Right? The Chacham Yodei Asher, the Tali B'Minag, the Chacham will recognize that it's Tali B'Minag, and he is, you know, trying his best to about a Pitzina, so he doesn't have to stop. V'ein kam machlokas, no machlokas. V'mikom makom l'chadchila lo yasa ki minhaga afilu mitam chacham. And he says, v'mikom makom l'chadchila, you should not, you know, you should move away from the Talmud Chacham, you shouldn't see you do it, even in front of the Talmud Chacham, who knows that you're doing it, v'mnei ha-minag, better not to do it in front of anyone if you're being makel, like the minag of your makom. Ad kan.